The conspiracy to assassinate Julius Caesar involved a complex web of individuals, each driven by a mix of personal grievances, political motivations, and philosophical ideals. Understanding these key figures provides insight into the intricate dynamics that culminated in one of history's most famous assassinations. Marcus Junius Brutus. Perhaps the most famous of the conspirators, Brutus was a senator and close friend of Caesar. His involvement in the conspiracy is often seen through the lens of his philosophical beliefs and personal honor. Ancient historians like Plutarch and Suetonius note that Brutus was torn between his loyalty to Caesar and his commitment to the Republic. Plutarch, in his Life of Brutus, emphasizes that Brutus was motivated by a sense of duty to Rome, believing that Caesar's ambition threatened the Republic's ideals. Suetonius, in The 12 Caesars, adds that Brutus was swayed by the arguments of fellow conspirators and the belief that the assassination would restore the Republic. Gaius Cassius Longinus. A leading instigator of the conspiracy, Cassius harbored a deep personal animosity towards Caesar. Plutarch's Life of Brutus depicts Cassius as a shrewd and manipulative figure, capable of persuading others to join the plot. Cassius's motivations were both personal and political. He resented Caesar for perceived slights and feared his growing power. Suetonius also portrays Cassius as deeply pragmatic, willing to use any means necessary to achieve his ends. Decimus Junius Brutus Albinus. Often overshadowed by his more famous cousin, Marcus Brutus, Decimus was nonetheless a crucial player in the conspiracy. According to Appian in his Roman History, Decimus had been a trusted general under Caesar and was instrumental in luring him to the Senate on the Ides of March. Decimus's motivations are less clearly documented, but likely involved a mix of personal ambition and concern for the Republic's future. Strong, Gaius Trebonius. Another former ally of Caesar, Trebonius had served as one of his legates. Appian and Suetonius both note that Trebonius was disillusioned with Caesar's autocratic tendencies. His role in the conspiracy was to keep Mark Antony, Caesar's loyal supporter, away from the Senate during the assassination. Servilius Casca. Casca is often remembered as the first to strike Caesar. Plutarch recounts in Life of Caesar that Casca was initially hesitant, but was urged on by his fellow conspirators. His role was pivotal in initiating the attack. Caius Ligarius. According to Plutarch, Ligarius was another disaffected senator who joined the conspiracy. He had a personal grudge against Caesar, who had previously pardoned him for his part in Pompey's army. Other conspirators. The conspiracy also included several other senators and political figures, such as Tilius Cimber, who, according to Suetonius, played a role in surrounding Caesar, and Minucius Basilus, whose involvement is noted by Appian. Each had their motivations, ranging from personal vendettas to genuine belief in the Republican cause. In summary, the conspiracy against Julius Caesar was driven by a diverse group of individuals, each with unique motivations. Ancient historians provide a nuanced view of these figures, highlighting a blend of personal grievances, political ideology, and philosophical commitment to the Republic. Their collective actions on the Ides of March were the culmination of deep-seated fears and ambitions, forever altering the course of Roman history.